Spellbound, a Dragon Ball fic. Written by Baby Boo. Read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. Summary. Vegeta accidentally finds an old love spell, and it backfires just a little bit. Kakavaj Week 10, Day 1, Prompt Love Spell. Notes. For Engineered. A while back, I was talking to Engineered about an idea I had that escalated and grew legs and ran away on its own, and this was born. So thank you so much for helping me create this lovely little idea. Baited by the lovely Stardust Steel, I appreciate you so much. Cover art by my good friend NG. Check them out on Twitter. Goku arrived in the most chaotic scene he had ever used instant transmission to enter before. Everyone was yelling. The room he was in was a complete mess. Everything knocked over. Glass broken on the floor. He heard at least Bulma screaming at him to get down, to get away before he was knocked down to the ground by something fast and very solid. He looked up to find Vegeta in his face.
Kakarot! Thank gods! Listen!
Vegeta, what's happening? Goku sat up and Vegeta slid off of him. Bulma ran to his side to make sure he was all right, and before he could say anything, Vegeta had grabbed Bulma by the wrist and had dipped her toward the ground.
Bulma, my love, my goddess, please let me love you.
He kissed down her arm, towards her face. Bulma squawked and wrenched herself free. Vegeta stumbled, and Goku caught him.
Kakarot, please, I don't know what's happening to me.
He looked at Goku, eyes wide and terrified. Goku didn't know what to do, so he looked around at the others.
Goku, please! Get him out of here!
Bulma shouted at him. She was picking her dad up from the ground. A bookshelf looked like it fell on him. Not one to ask questions, Goku grabbed Vegeta and teleported them to his house. Vegeta collapsed on the ground when they arrived.
Vegeta, what happened?
Goku called as he leaned down to check Vegeta over.
I'm fine, Kakarot. Quit fussing.
Vegeta slapped his hands away.
Well, what happened?
I don't know. Bulma was going through her old things. I ate a piece of candy she had. She freaked out, and the next thing I knew, I...
Vegeta gulped and paused.
What?
I don't know. Gods, Kakarot. It's worse than when I was possessed by Babidi's magic. I'm not myself. I'm not in control.
Goku didn't know what Vegeta was going on about, but they were interrupted when Chi-Chi opened the front door.
Goku, honey, I'm home!
Chi-Chi called cheerfully as she closed the door.
Hey, Chi, we kind of got a situation, he called, and she saw her frown as she entered the room they were in.
Her response died in her throat as Vegeta threw himself at Goku's wife and draped his arm over her shoulder.
Chi-Chi, my proud, strong, exotic beauty.
Goku stared in confusion as Chi-Chi blushed at his attention.
Let me take those groceries from you, my love.
They both watched in confusion as Vegeta took all of Chi-Chi's groceries and set them on the table.
What's with him? Chi-Chi asked.
I don't know.
Goku walked in the kitchen and caught up to Vegeta.
Hey, Vegeta?
Goku called him tentatively. He watched Vegeta shake his head and look around like he didn't know where he was.
Kakarot! Something is happening! Something horrible!
Chi-Chi walked into the kitchen, and Vegeta changed again. He had a weird look on his face, and he went back to Chi-Chi, grabbing both her hands in his.
So beautiful. I really admire your strength.
Chi-Chi blushed and stammered. Goku watched and felt a strange feeling clawing around in his chest. Vegeta never talked to him that way. He walked in the other room to find the phone. Vegeta was being weird. He was just going to ask Bulma to tell him why.
Bulma? What's going on with Vegeta?
Goku, are you okay? Has he attacked you yet?
Attacked me? What? No, he hasn't attacked me. Bulma, what's happening?
Oh, Goku, it's absolutely terrible. Vegeta found an old love spell candy I was going to use on Yamcha back when we were kids and forgot about.
Listen, Vegeta ate it and he's hitting on everyone in sight.
Goku dropped the phone and ran back into the kitchen where Vegeta was attempting to kiss Chi-Chi as she was fending him off. Goku tackled Vegeta, and they accidentally broke through the kitchen wall and tumbled outside. Once they landed, Vegeta looked down at him with wide eyes, before shooting off in the sky on his own. Goku could only watch as he heard Chi-Chi scream and run outside through the giant hole they had made.
Goku, what is happening?
She screamed at him.
Cheech, we got a serious problem.
He followed after Vegeta as quickly as he could. He was surprised to find him at the lookout. He approached cautiously and curiously.
He was hanging onto Piccolo's arm and rubbing his face on him? That was weird.
Vegeta, get off me!
Piccolo's voice was gruff, but he was blushing.
We don't have to be physically intimate, my love. Let us just bask in the pleasure of each other's company.
Goku didn't know how to feel. Luckily, he was interrupted by Dende and Mr. Popo. Goku, do you know Vegeta is... Goku, do you know why Vegeta is trying to kiss us? Dende squawked out awkwardly.
Kiss?
Bulma said he's under a love spell or something. Supposedly, he's hitting on everyone. Did Goku sound bitter? Why was he upset about something like that? He approached the struggling Piccolo and Vegeta. He powered up to pull them apart. Vegeta immediately attached himself to Goku instead. Goku wrapped his arms around Vegeta in a protective hug. It felt nice. Kinda like Vegeta fit perfectly in his arms.
Kakarot, please help me!
Vegeta's voice came out muffled as he was pressed against Goku's chest. Goku was surprised. Vegeta had never said please before, once the entire time he had known him. It must be really bad. Goku steeled his gaze and brought his hand up to his temple, allowing him to use his instant transmission technique back to Capsule Corp. It was a mistake. Vegeta looked around and saw Yamcha standing nearby. He pushed Goku away to go flirt with him. Vegeta had a gloved hand in his hair, laughing at Yamcha sweetly, who hadn't said anything other than blurt out an awkward, "Hey, Vegeta!" Goku rolled his eyes, that uncomfortable feeling in his chest still there. Searching quickly, he found Bulma. Bulma, in her panic, must have invited over all their strong fighters, like anyone else stood a chance against Vegeta. The weird feeling in his chest was replaced by a pride for Vegeta's strength. He eyed everyone in the room, before turning to Bulma.
"Bulma, is everyone necessary?" he asked her, head cocking to the side.
"I didn't know what to do. I called everyone. If he was just affected by me, I wouldn't care. At least the kids are safe, but I don't think Trunks needs to see his dad like this. He put the moves on my dad, for Kami's sake, Goku."
"Huh,"
Goku said, scratching his nose. This was a lot of information to process. "How come you're back here, Goku?" "Oh, Vegeta asked me to help him. I thought you would know what to do."
"He asked you to help him?
Wait, you said he hadn't hit on you earlier," Bulma asked thoughtfully. "I thought for sure..." She trailed off. "Yeah, he seems to be normal whenever talking to me. He did try to kiss Chi-Chi, though." Bulma's response was interrupted by a loud commotion.
"You brought him here?" she yelled at him.
Goku rubbed the back of his neck sheepishly as Bulma ran to the other room to see what was happening. Goku followed after her.
"You think Boo is sexy?"
"Yes, I think Boo is very sexy," Vegeta growled out in a sultry voice Goku had never heard before.
It was doing something to his brain. He stood and watched dumbstruck as Vegeta rubbed up and down Majin Buu's arm as Mr. Satan tried to separate them. Boo was laughing and blushing. Vegeta finally turned and noticed Mr. Satan.
"And you too, Mr. World Champion," Vegeta purred.
All right, that was enough. Goku adjusted his wristbands and was about to pull Vegeta off of Hercule when he felt a presence enter the planet. Surely they would be able to help. Vegeta froze and then ran off. Goku chased after him, but was too late. He arrived on the balcony in time to see Vegeta attempting to climb up Whis's body. Beerus looked baffled, but Whis was smirking.
"Whis, my beautiful and gorgeous creature, please ravage me here and now."
Whis giggled and didn't seem fazed in the least.
"What's gotten into you, Vegeta?" Beerus asked, seemingly curious. "My beautiful angel."
Vegeta was practically crying.
"I think Whis is a few thousand miles out of your league, Vegeta."
Beerus was able to grab Vegeta and set him down. Vegeta looked at Beerus with a strange look on his face.
"Did you want to share, Lord Beerus?"
Beerus stuttered, and Whis laughed wickedly.
"Whis, Beerus, Vegeta is under a love spell and completely out of control. Can you help?"
Bulma huffed from beside him. Goku didn't know when Bulma had gotten there, but it sounded like she had been running.
"How many times have I told you? Gods are not to be mixed with the trivial matter of mortals. We came here to get some food, that's all."
"So you really won't help, even with Vegeta doing that?"
Everyone looked to see Vegeta frantically trying to undress Whis.
"Fine. Very well. Whis?"
"Yes, my lord."
Whis tapped his staff on Vegeta's temple, and he crumpled to the floor. "I'll take him," Goku volunteered. Bulma nodded at him. Goku scooped up Vegeta's body and took him back inside.
He found his room and laid him in his bed. Goku made sure he was comfortable and could breathe. Vegeta let out short, quiet breaths. It was odd to stare at him sleeping like that. Even unconscious, Vegeta didn't look peaceful. Goku couldn't help but reach out and fix his furrowed brow. Looking at him up close, Vegeta was handsome. Goku pulled back and began to wonder. How come Vegeta wasn't affected by him? That wasn't fair. He was his best friend. If he should be hitting on anyone, it should be him. Goku ran out of the room quickly and ran back to Bulma's room. He had seen something earlier and realized he had a good use for it. On the way to Bulma's room, he ran into Krillin and 18. Hey, buddy, what's going on? Krillin asked him as Goku walked briskly by.
Yeah, Goku, where's the fire?
18 snarked.
Hey, guys, sorry, no time to talk. I'm in a hurry.
Goku called back behind him. He finally found Bulma's room and made his way through the destruction.
Goku, seriously, what's going on? We got a weird call from Bulma.
Goku found what he came for and finally looked up at Krillin and 18.
What's that, Goku? 18 asked, eyes sparkling with excitement.
Goku explained what was going on to both of them as quickly as possible.
Okay, I understand the stuff with Vegeta, but what about...
He pointed to what Goku was holding in his hands.
I think it's perfect, 18 exclaimed happily. Here, Goku, we'll help you put it on.
With mostly 18's help, Goku was able to squeeze his bulky frame into the outfit. Krillin looked nervous, but still handed him the accessories when 18 asked. The mirror was on the ground broken, so Goku had to contort his body around to get a good look at himself. He moved his hips a little to swivel the tail around. 18 took a picture on her phone, and Goku took a look. He wasn't sure if he looked silly or not.
Do you think this will work? Goku asked her, chewing on his lip nervously.
Oh yeah, this will totally work.
They walked back to Vegeta's room slowly. Goku couldn't walk very fast in the heels he was wearing. When they got there, they let Goku walk in by himself. Krillin and 18 peeked in from around the door. Vegeta was just waking up, and Goku stood just inside the doorway, trying to pose naturally, but felt still and awkward. Did he even bend his waist this way? He tried to show off his entire outfit, but that felt weird and forced. Vegeta stared wide-eyed and looked like he was drooling. Oh yeah, putting on Bulma's old bunny outfit was exactly the trick. Finally, Vegeta was going to admit Goku was handsome too. It's what he deserved. It wasn't fair that Vegeta was complimenting everyone but him. Vegeta got up and walked slowly towards him.
Yes! Finally he was going to...
Vegeta walked right past him and stepped out in the hallway.
You know, I've never been with someone smaller than me before.
Vegeta traced a finger on Krillin's chest. 18 cackled wildly, and Krillin began stuttering and sweating. Goku's face fell. Even after all this trouble, Vegeta couldn't even look at him. Vegeta started getting more bold with Krillin when 18 reached out and karate chopped Vegeta's neck from behind. He went down again.
Sorry, Tiger, he's all mine.
18 stepped over him and helped a still sputtering mess of Krillin walk down the hallway. Vegeta seemed to come to and shook his head. He looked over at Goku, pupils suddenly very wide.
Kakarot, what in the world are you wearing?
Goku blushed. Don't worry about it, Vegeta. You're under a love spell. You seem to be affected by everyone but me. Goku didn't know if he kept the bitter edge out of his voice, since Vegeta stared at him, head cocked to the side slightly.
Kakarot, take me somewhere. Somewhere safe, away from anyone else.
Goku nodded. He knew just the place. He transported Vegeta quickly to the lookout and covered his eyes as he ushered him past a very surprised Dende into the hyperbolic time chamber. Once safe behind closed doors, Goku released Vegeta, who quickly put more room between them. Vegeta nodded at him, cheeks pink. Goku felt the same overwhelming, uncomfortable feeling in his chest. I think it's best that you stay in here until we can figure out how to snap you out of this, Goku said quietly. He saw Vegeta nod, even though his back was to him. Goku left the chamber quickly. Dende was still walking towards the chamber entrance by the time Goku was out. It was the safest place I could think of, Goku said to Dende, who nodded at him. Goku flew back to Capsule Corp slowly. He found Bulma.
Goku? Why in the world are you wearing my old outfit?
Bulma yelled in surprise. Goku looked down at himself. He had forgotten already. Hold on. I'm gonna go change. Goku walked to Bulma's room and put on his gi instead. He blushed a little when he realized how silly he was being. Bulma walked in and interrupted his thoughts. Hey, we found something that is supposed to expel all magic from someone's body. Should cure Vegeta.
That's good. Goku tried to sound cheerful, but was confused by all the weird feelings he was having. Why did he care if Vegeta was attracted to literally everyone but him while under a spell? "Do you mind giving it to him?" Bulma asked him, eyeing him funnily. "Yeah, that's fine," Goku said, still smiling as wide as possible. Bulma continued to look at him funny. She looked thoughtful, but also like she knew something Goku didn't. It made him nervous. She handed him a piece of hard candy. "The cure. Just have him eat it and he should be back to normal. I'm going to try to get this mess cleaned up before he comes home." Goku looked at the hard candy, before putting it in his sash next to the sensu bean he always keeps on hand in case of an emergency. He didn't want to waste any time, so he locked onto Dende's energy and teleported to the lookout. "Hello again, Goku," Dende greeted him. "Hey, Dende, I'm sorry to do this for you, but do you mind accompanying me to give Vegeta his cure? I want to make sure it works before we let him out." Dende gulped, but nodded. He was a great kid and a good guardian. They walked together to the chamber. Goku went in first and went to find Vegeta. Dende waited by the door. It wasn't hard to locate Vegeta. He was out on the balcony surrounded by the great vast white void. Goku approached him, slowly, unsure of what his mood would be.
"Kakarot?"
Vegeta nodded at him while throwing numerous punches into the air. "I've got something to help you, Vegeta." Goku pulled the candy out of his sash and handed it to Vegeta. Vegeta stopped punching and looked at it apprehensively.
"One got me into this mess. I suppose another might get me out."
He took it and unwrapped it slowly, before putting it in his mouth. They waited awkwardly until Vegeta bit down on it after a few minutes. It crunched loudly, but then Vegeta did look relieved.
"How do we know if it worked? I don't feel any different,"
Vegeta mused. "I brought Dende in here to test it out. Let's go." Vegeta followed him slowly. They eventually reached Dende, who still stood against the door, looking ready to leave at a second's notice. Vegeta didn't say anything, so Goku looked over at him. He looked like he was concentrating hard. Finally he spoke, smirking wickedly.
"Hello, Dende," Vegeta nodded at him.
Dende looked like he could collapse from relief. "Nice to see you, Vegeta." Dende smiled widely at him. "Well, looks like everything is fine here. Let's go." "You guys go. I'm going to hang out here for a bit." Goku made a spontaneous decision. He had some things to think about. Here was as good as a place as any. Vegeta eyed him funny. That was happening so often today, but left without another word. Dende gave him a nod, like maybe he knew what was on Goku's mind, and they both left. Goku settled in quickly and began training. Hours stretched out to days, weeks, and soon a whole month had gone by. Goku tried meditating, but he still couldn't figure out why he had acted so weird. Why did it matter? He couldn't train away the feelings of disappointment? That Vegeta hadn't noticed him while he was under the spell. Could it be that they still weren't friends? That Vegeta's old threat of being the only one to defeat and kill him were still how he felt? Did everything that they had been through truly mean so little to him? Finally, defeated and no closer to understanding what happened, Goku decided to leave. He might as well check on everyone. Only a few hours had passed for everyone else, so they might be still recovering for what happened. He walked out and was greeted by Dende. "Hello, Goku. I hope you enjoyed your time there." "Thanks, Dende." Goku waved at him before flying back to Capsule Corp. He wanted to speak with Bulma. He got close to the yellow building, but felt Vegeta's energy there. Feeling suddenly shy, he decided to fly home instead. He had forgotten about Chi-Chi and the hole in the wall they had left earlier. Chi-Chi was probably pissed, but that suddenly felt like a better alternative. As predicted, Chi-Chi was angry, but at least understood it was an accident. He was going to have to work the fields a little extra to make up for it. In the meantime, they would have to stay with Gohan until they could get it fixed. Goku walked around in a haze for a while. He worked in the fields all day and did nothing but eat and sleep outside of that. Eventually, their house was fixed, and they went back to their regular routine. Finally, one day Bulma came over to speak with them. They sat down at the table and had tea. "I'm sorry for waiting so long to come speak to you, Goku. We had a lot going on, and I thought you might appreciate it if I waited until you weren't staying with Gohan anymore." Goku nodded, even though he wasn't sure what she meant. "Chi-Chi and I have discussed this privately, but we wanted to speak to you as well." Goku looked over at Chi-Chi, who blushed but nodded. "Goku, we couldn't help but notice that you and Vegeta were acting strangely when he was under the love spell." Goku raised his eyebrows at that. Of course Vegeta was acting strange. He was under a love spell. It took me a while to figure it out, but you were acting kind of jealous. Goku gulped and thought hard about that. Was that the weird feeling he kept getting in his chest? He looked at Chi-Chi for confirmation, and she nodded again. Hmm. That was something to think about. And I spoke with the man who provided the cure. He said a side effect from taking a love potion such as that one could be that if you already love someone, it wouldn't affect you differently. Goku thought hard about what Bulma was trying to say. Goku, I think you and Vegeta may have feelings for each other. Goku shook his head at that automatically. Don't try and deny it, Goku. We all saw. You put my bunny suit on, for crying out loud. Goku blushed at that. I'm just saying maybe you two should have a conversation. Vegeta and I may have had a one-night stand all those years ago, but it was never love. We both know that. Chi-Chi said she would be willing to consider working out some kind of solution between the three of you. Goku was surprised by that. Oh, Chi-Chi. He hugged her. Well, that's all I wanted to say. Bulma left, and Goku and Chi-Chi stayed like that for a while. After a lengthy discussion, they finally reached an agreement. Goku was still nervous about reaching out to Vegeta. They hadn't seen each other this whole time. He didn't even know if it was true that Vegeta felt the same. But now that he knew what these feelings were, he wanted to talk to Vegeta about it. He at least had the right to know. He flew slowly, but purposefully, to Capsule Corp. Krillin put Marin to bed, kissing her forehead before tucking her in and turning off the light. He joined his wife on the couch. I still can't believe Goku and Vegeta are in a relationship now. I didn't even know either of them were gay. Really? I knew this whole time. I don't know if they are gay, per se. It seemed like a Saiyan thing. Krillin considered this. Besides, I'm not sure why you were so surprised. You have a huge crush on Goku, too. Krillin turned red as a tomato and began sputtering and sweating all over. What? 18? Where did that even... Why did you say that? Krillin cried. Oh, come on. You're not serious. I don't have a crush on Goku. Why would you say something so ridiculous? Oh, okay. My mistake, she said while trying to cover up her smile. Krillin didn't think she sounded sorry at all. The end.